different species are listed. Jaladana Vlakshani, Savara Vlakshavishti. In our book, when we paint, then we paint like that. First fish, then plants, then insects, as the evolution of soul through body. So it appears that plants, Savara, are higher in consciousness than fish.
Huh?
Even in the shloka, it is mentioned first. Fish is mentioned first. In our paintings, and Prabhupada also says like that. First fish, then plant. But Savara means doesn't move, not so conscious.
Very easy, Richard. First fish.
That
fish can move.
Therefore higher consciousness.
They can hear. They have so much lust. They have some wisdom also. They try to save their life. There are so many things. But trees and all these can. Trees cannot show their dishes, but they can show.
So they are less advanced, less conscious. Fish are more developed.
More developed. Yeah. Trees, mountains, rivers. No. In the things in which there is some conscience, this is the name of this is taken first, because prave payudhi jale dhit vanasi vedam. Ayesha rekhi hai?
Vedita vedita charitra
vedam. Charitra makhedam kesava dhrita meen sari. From here it is. No tree, nothing. And after this,
kurma.
And then
Baraha.
And then missing. And after this, person. Wild person. Parsura. And after that, real person, Marjada Purushottam.
Brahman.
Missing of Brahman, then Parsura. Brahman is very little person.
Dwarf.
So, yeah. So, who was made first in Srishti, in creation? Who came first? First, the trees, mountains, and all others, then fish, then all these things. What is the development?
I don't remember.
You? Huh? Why? Why you don't remember? As Srimad Bhagavata has told,
generally from higher, first higher body,
yes,
then lower going down. Yes. Yeah.
Brahma made Manu Shatru. And by their wives, so many wives, thousand wives. All trees, mountains, creepers, fish, all. Serpents, manushya, gandharva, devata, rakshas, pisas,
Kashyapa's wives,
everyone. So first pair was Kashyapa and Aditya. See, Manu Saprupa. Here Manu Saprupa. First. They were the first creation. And from them, and from Manu, Mano came. If anyone does not respect Manu, he is not a Mano. Those who don't go follow the footprint of Manu, they suffer the toll. He has done a smriti, Manu smriti, and he has written everything what a Manu should do. At last he has told that Bhagavad Bhakti should be done. Sadachara also, and at last. The Western philosopher, Vigyani,
scientist,
they tell that at first, the creation comes from lower.
Yes, from lower up.
Lower to us. And we?
Up down.
Up to down.
Inverse evolution.
Mm-hmm. But by brain, yukti,
argument
and logic, they think that our this theory is this, more better than that. If it was so, then less and less your friends, why not more than man became any in creation? Why not?
Why not developing beyond man?
Huh? Why not? This is the first thing.
They think in future it will happen.
When is so many features went. But they see that before our forefathers were so tall, so strong, so fat, so buddhi and also power. But now we are going. Men are being pasu.
Animals.
Animals are going to then what else?
A different question from Bhajan Ahasya. From the in the sixth
writing? तुम अपने यहाँ लिख रही है तो
in the sixth sloka
in what
in bhajan rahasya
sixth sloka
so nayan ram kalara
yeah first jan
sixth jan
so that is the description of bhava the external manifestation of bhava so I wanted to see if my understanding is correct that in asakti one is deeply wanting so much that service, some specific service in Radha Krishna Lila, so much, so deeply attached, and he's thinking about it all the time. So Krishna, because of his deep, deep attachment, he reciprocates with that by his mercy, which is Ladini Samvit, which allows him to manifest an actual Siddhadeya based on that desire, which is based on the seed that he has within him. So Krishna's mercy is the reciprocation with that desire. So it takes it from conceived in the mind to an actual manifestation of Siddhadeya. Is that the correct understanding?
Not fully, but something. If there is no greed, then that Krishna mercy will not come and he will not manifest. So, by hearing, by chanting, by remembering, one should have very deep
desire.
Lobe. Not desire.
Greed.
When it is very deep greed, then what he will read, what he will chant, what he will remember, what he will do in practices, everything.
So the sloka, tam bhakti yoga paribhava garitsa roga.
then Krishna will be bound to think about this devotee. His Shakti, that is Bhakti, will be bound to see that Bhakti, devotee. Then, by her grace, by Bhakti, Sambhidant Radhini, and what sort of his greed is, what he thinks about Krishna and his association, what sort of, and especially he will choose that the behavior, the services of that very particular gopi, or go, or sakha, or mother, he will have that greed, that kind of. And then he will be practicing what is told in Ujjvalin Mani, especially in this respect. Then, by the mercy of Krishna, or the mercy of associates, or you can tell the mercy of bhakti, that Siddha day will come. If there is no greed actually, and it is no so deep, no hankering, then it will not come. So both should be there. The place and his mercy. The background is should be there.
So that Siddha Jaya, does it extend? It seems more like, as you have been saying, the seed is there in the heart. And then
seed is there.
And then when Nadini Sambit comes.
Seed is there.
Yeah.
Only water
yeah.
is needed.
Mm.
Water is that thing. Mercy. And that's all. Seed is there. If seed is not there, why there are different Siddha Day to different persons?
Yeah.
Different kinds of. Mercy is one, but why five kinds of Siddha Day? Five. And not five, it has been divided five, but actually not five. Less and less. Gopi bhav is less as less of kind. Sakha is of less kind. Also Vatsalya is of less and less.
Individual. Everyone is individual.
Everything. In everyone, there is something special in gopi also. There are lakhs and lakhs of gopis, but any are not with actually two with all qualification and all things like same.
The individuality of the living entity is eternal.
So, this thing is in Jiv himself. Siddha is also there. But water is not, Mati is not there. It can what?
Manifest.
So everything is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells everywhere. In sixth chapter, first slope. And so many other places he has. Like him, no other acharya has vividly written about this as Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Sometimes you give the example of Swatinastatra. Is that example, where is that example from? Is that from sloka? Somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
That example of Swati Nakshatra when the rain...
Or Guru has, Guru Maharaj has told.
Besides statements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, do we have any statements from Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, which refers to Sarupa as being inherent. Which?
Bhakti Vinod Thakuri is our last, about last Guru, Acharya. He said that any but not distinctly written. So he disposed it. But everyone has told like so. But not so clearly, because we are not in that stage. We are only in the stage of anartha grasta anishchita bhakti. Only. Not more than that. So they have not tasted. That's it. So, in the case of Narad and Dhruva and all others. Vaijyamane tan, Vaijyamane slok in Narada. When his time of death came, and he kept his soul on the death.
Dhruva.
Siddhadev came at once. Other could not see this Sari, went on, and the Siddhadev came, and he at once able to go to his master, serving everywhere, also in Vaikuntha, also in this. Maru ka samandhe ka chen?
Dhruva Maharaj.
He went in this physical body. But the shape was like that, but not earthly. And he was so much unlucky.
Because he had to
have this physical body as a Dhruva. Because he cannot go by this shape either Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan or any other place. Understand my thinking?
Yes.
It has not written, but this is my telling, my point of view. He was so much unfortunate because he has so much worldly desires at first, and when desire ends, but he has got no good association like you. He was so much fortunate than Dhruva, Prahlad, Ambarish and all. We are going to very good
destination.
Narada will see that, their Sarupa is more than me, and he will some jealousy that, living us in Vaikuntha and here, and they are going directly there. If he will ask you, what do you want? What do you tell to Narada? What do you want?
We want to be the servant of Narayan.
What do you want?
Radhadasi.
Radhadasi. You want to go to Golok? Golok?
What?
Not Golok?
Yes.
Avi, you are very here. Just tell something. Golok is so
Golok.
Vrindavan prajula. Narada will tell, I do both. What? I pay respect to you. But they will paricha karenge. They will examine. They can give him first chintamani. Do you want chintamani? Everything will come from that. No? You will
throw away like
500 coin note
The test must come. Does the test come from Krishna or Maya? Does the test come from Krishna or do they come from Maya?
Sakte. Both. First Maya and then. Do you want to serve Lakshmi? Do you want to serve Sita Devi? Do you want to serve Ramchandra? Do you want to have any good service of Rukmini Satyabhama? There you are. But this should be real, not unreal. Our these grits are not.
Do you,
if that greed is there, then
if I have false greed, that would be good. I don't have real greed or false greed.
If you have real greed, then you can see in your dream. Have you dreamed like this? It will be seen that something. Sote, urte, baithte, that's why. Then
also because in this seventh, sixth slok, Nayanam Gavarasya, because only there it gives the verse Seva Sarita Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatrihi. So it seems almost by this that Rag Marg really begins at Bhava. It seems that Rag Marg, in some senses, really begins at Bhava, because he has placed this here. The example of the sadaka.
It will come siddhade in bhav. It is real. But greed can be from ruchi akakhi. Greed will come. And greed will be purified and very formed. And then, at the time of bhav, it will be. But when a greed is there, then what sort of greed? What do you want? If you have greed like Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, then what she does? What part of that greed? Everything will come at the time of greed. It doesn't mean that when a man will be out of all lusts and all anarth and everything, then greed will come. It is not true. Greed is greed. A very poor man living in the street, having no good dress, nothing to take, eat, and but he can have a greed to be emperor. No? Father is a very bad man. In every way, he is very
unqualified.
But yet, I am Bhakta. I am emperor. Greed is that. But after that, when greed comes, all nuts and aparas vanishes away. Well, in a very little small time.
It's real.
Everything. Because it will be in association. And by which association these things come, what kind and qualified that person is that by their association we are having this greed. So by the association of such a good quality of Krishna consciousness, association, everything. But great to be. Sharing so much. always be in Vrindavan, in Navadvip, always in association of association of associates. Always. Then this grief will come. A man drinks what? Mug?
Alcohol.
Wine. And if a good person will go in his association, at first he will taste
a smell.
At first he will do like this. But after going 2 or 3 days, that smell will be realized good. After that, that madman can take and like do like the other. And after some time, he will take a very one good drop. And after that, oh, bring me. And then he will be cured. So in the association of that good association of Rasika Vaishnava, a smell come from?
Yeah.
And that will come and go into her heart, his heart, and spread everywhere. Here also, and it will make him. That is great. Great came in Vrinda Mangal. Great come in Prabodhananda Saraswati. All of that. Like this. Whole world will be opposite to him, but he will only remain in opposite. But he will not leave this thing. Great is also. So at that time, any offense, any unearth, any aparadh, anything, just you go very soon. In sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, it will so much time, take time, long time to remove unearth. But in this, so we should try to make our shadow of greed into real greed. We can tell you that if there is greed, it is shadow.
Mean and sense.
But reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Goswami Gan, it is very thick and nature.
And chanting bhajan, gauranga, bodhisattva, one other question.
What are you hearing? You are also hearing? Anything? Nothing?
In the 7th sloka.
Just on this point, so Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, that sloka, that is also indicating this thing?
You mean that it is Siddha?
Yeah.
Nitya Siddha Prabhavasa Prakatam Vrindavan.
But in the commentary on that verse, the acharyas say that it is not coming by sadhana, it is not coming.
Why not? Jirasu Bhanitya Krishna Das. By mercy, it will be in Blujam. By Swatina Chatra, in that very Bhaiso. What?
Oyster shell.
Moti?
Money,
pearl.
But that very Swati Nakshatra, here in serpents, elephants, banana, bamboo, there will be of difference. If it is in Swati Nakshatra, then everywhere one thing should be there. Why so different?
Yeah, very powerful organ.
The organ is there, the things which make them bosom is mercy association. Nitya Siddhi is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Udaya means
awaken.
What thing awakens?
What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Yeah. This is clear.
Yeah. Also that same word.
Otherwise,
yeah.
If by mercy it is coming, then it should not be. This is quite a new thing. It will be quite new thing.
No continuity.
No. Goes up to Mahabhav. Very Shraddha. In Mercy, there is Shraddha or in